Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rich Galen is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Mullings.com is his website. You can find his twice weekly, subscribe, I should say, to his twice weekly cyber column. He'll send it to you by email like clockwork every Tuesday or Wednesday or every Saturday or Sunday or whatever, somewhere in that neighborhood. Rich, thanks again for being here. A couple of things in the middle here of our visit that I've got on my mind, and then you can throw in whatever else you've got on your mind. The repeal and replace seems to be, of Obamacare, seems to be resurging, having a resurgence, I should say. I know some people who are involved in, who are not politicians, who are involved in trying to pull that back up. What do you think?
No, not going to happen.
Not going to happen? Why?
Oh, not going to happen, at least before the Easter recess.
Oh, no, I don't mean that, but look, just the fact that we're still talking about it, I mean, it was 10 days ago, it was dead.
Well, I'm not so sure it's not dead still. I mean, they tried the other night to get the two sides together. I mean, this is Republicans arguing with Republicans.
Right, that's right.
Democrats are sitting there, you know, drinking martinis. So they don't. They're
right.
Just waiting for the Republicans to figure out what they're going to vote against. But I, you know, I know people are saying that that there's a possible that its prospects look better, but I haven't talked to anybody here in Washington who believes that to be the case.
I believe there will be some form of repeal and replace of Obamacare. It might not. It may be repeal light. It may be replace in the middle. I don't know what, but it'll be some kind of legislation this year that will happen in 2017. Of that, would you like to take that bet?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, what they're looking for, I think you're correct about this. I know you're correct. What they're looking for is some formula that allows Republicans to say, see, we did it, even though whatever it is not going to be anywhere near
right.
Repeal and replace. It's likely to be, as I described it, repair and retreat.
Good not being killed by the perfect, though. That's what we're looking for, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's got to be good. I mean, now we're down to the definition of good. He's
right.
Perfect was easy.
Or is. And so, well, you know, to me, one of the biggest losses of healthcare reform, besides the act itself, was the fact that it was going to put a pretty darn good foundation, tax reform foundation, under the tax reform effort. Right?
Right. And that was going to set off a whole another set of alarm bells. I mean, these things are so. I mean, one of the things that the Trump administration is learning and learning with increasing speed is that there are no simple mm-hmm. answers to complex questions. That it's like whack-a-mole every time.
It ain't the marketplace.
Three other things pop up.
President Trump's learning. This ain't the marketplace, isn't he?
Well, you know, they made some changes in the National Security Council yesterday that were kind. That are a big deal here.
Yeah,
I'm not sure they're a big deal around the country.
It's not. It's not.
But it's the kind of thing that I mean. And this is a perfect week for the president to kind of take stock. I mean, with Syria and China, the
right.
president of China is here.
Right.
North Korea.
Those are what's on my mind for the third segment. I want to about that before. I want to on healthcare. So you are not betting against me that we'll get something done in healthcare this year.
Yeah, but I would bet against it being kind of, what's the word I'm searching for? It won't be transformative. It
right.
will be tinkering around the edges, and the edges.
I'm going to disagree late. With you on that one. So we'll have to come back and check because I don't think it'll go. I don't think it'll get passed if it's not transformative. I think these other factions in the Republican Party, I think that's, I mean, they may compromise a little bit, but I don't know. Anyway, that's an area we'll have to disagree on. What about tax reform?
Well, tax reform is just as difficult. I mean, they right now everybody's arguing about what's called the import or export tax, the border tax.
Yeah.
And you know, again, it sounds like it sounds like it's pretty easy. Then you start talking to people, they say, well, in order for it to work and for people, the issue is how much more will you pay for your stuff at Walmart?
Yep.
And how much less does Caterpillar have to pay to export its heavy equipment?
They need to get that done and make it retroactive. Otherwise, it's going to be a big downer for the marketplace.
I think that's right.
And I don't notice I didn't say markets.
Reset of the value of the dollar.
Which yeah. But notice I didn't say markets as in Wall Street. I'm talking about the marketplace.
Yeah,
the entire economy.
Hey, but I'm in favor of it. I'm in favor of
quickly in a minute and a half. Okay. Let's go ahead and cover Syria. What happened in Syria recently is another red line that got crossed.
Without question. And
what do you think is going to happen?
The White House was correct if in artful in reminding everybody that this was the Obama red line.
Yeah.
And I'm just writing this morning's column, and I stopped to pick up the phone just now. But remember that John Kerry was pretty new as Secretary of State. The president sent him out to give an impassioned speech about why surgical bombing was an absolute necessity.
Huh.
Meanwhile, the president's walking around the White House grounds with his chief of staff, comes back to the Oval Office and changes his mind,
mm-hmm.
creating a vacuum into which the Russians rushed.
Just, yes.
And that's how we got.
That's where we are right now. Now the next president has to deal with that, and it's a mess. What do you think?
And to his great credit, President Trump yesterday said that I understand this is now my shoulders.
Yep.
And I shoulder this responsibility.
And I'm not going to telegraph what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Which I think is a breath of fresh air. What do you think he will do?
I think they're going to do what they wanted to do way back when, which is degrade the Air Force.
Yeah.
And that's pretty easy to do for us.
Yeah, exactly.
You just got to make sure you don't hit a Russian.
When we come back, folks, I want to in the third segment with Rich, I want to talk about some of the security agency stuff that's been going on and some of the unmasking stuff. See what Rich has to say about that. After this break, 20, no, 10 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with
me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.